Toe River Health District officials imposed new higher septic fees July 1st. The counties served by the health agency have asked them to return to the old rates and refund monies collected under the new rate structure. But so far, the new rates remain in place, and two of the counties, Mitchell and Yancey, are on record opposing the new rate structure.
We have asked Toe River Health District for several weeks now to rescind the new fees, to go back to the old fees, and as of to date, they have not. So we are working with our legal counsel to see if any legal action will need to be taken, because this is impacting a whole lot of building, construction people, the banks, everybody. We're getting slammed with questions of why hasn't something been done. And if something's not done soon, we're going to have to go with a lot further, stronger action.
Yancey County Commission Chairman Danny Hensley. Keith Masters, the Mitchell Commission Chairman, says,
Well, I just think that they're overcharging on their safety tank fees drastically. We have asked our county attorney to take a look at this situation. Based on his findings, you cannot use septic tank fees to fund your whole environmental health program. And all I would ask these people to do is to comply with the law. If they cannot legally fund their environmental health program solely on their septic tank fees, then they need to stop immediately. I think the Board of Health needs to meet in a special session as soon as possible and revote these fees and decrease them to a level that was where they were prior to this last vote, or a slight increase if it's really called for. But the time has come for them to get these fees down. These fees are just too high, and it really puts a hardship on young people starting out. Retirees that might be coming into the area who have already made a living and have money, maybe they can afford it. But for a young couple in their early 20s, try to get a home, set a modular home, set a trailer, it could really have an adverse impact on them. So I want to see this changed. Any fees that have been paid under the new system should be refunded immediately.
Keith Masters is the chairman of the Mitchell County Commission. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.